Now an update. Recently, we told you about the discovery of a strange fish in a Maryland pond, dubbed the Frankenfish because of its predatory nature and its ability to crawl and live on land for several days. It is actually a northern snakehead native to China. It likes to eat other fish, and Maryland wildlife officials have been hoping to catch it before it escaped to other waters, where it could wreak havoc on the native fish population. But now another snakehead has been found in the pond, as well as six babies. Eric Schwab is the director of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. He joins us now. Mr. Schwab, how were these other snakehead discovered?
Well, we actually had a fisherman who was quite familiar with the pond, who's been active over there, and he had seen these smaller fish and captured one the other day.
Do you know how many there are in all? If there are six offspring of these Frankenfish, how many more are there?
Well, the assumption is, and we have not definitively identified these juveniles as snakeheads, but that's certainly what they look like at this point. If that's the case, we would suspect that we'd be dealing with at least hundreds.
Hundreds. And what would that mean for the native fish population if that turns out to be the case?
Well, our biggest concern all along, as with any non-native species, is to first control its spread, and then secondly, if at all possible, eradicate it. The fact that it's reproducing there increases the sense of urgency and also increases the task at hand, because we're dealing with not just a few adults, but perhaps hundreds or more juvenile fish.
How are you going to be able to be certain that these young fish are, in fact, the snakeheads?
Well, we have an expert that we have been consulting with on a regular basis since we first got involved in this process, and we have sent photographs to him and are consulting with him to get a positive verification.
And what are some of the options that you have for getting rid of these fish?
Well, one of the things that we did yesterday was immediately establish a scientific panel of experts to look at management and eradication options and to come back to us very quickly with some recommendations. We're in the process today of pulling that panel together, giving them a charge, and asking them to go to work. They will be expected to look at a variety of traditional fisheries management techniques, activities like electroshocking, which is a temporary stunning process so that fish can be collected, large-scale netting, going as far as draining the pond or deploying some type of poison.
Is it possible some of these fish have already gotten out of the pond?
Well, it's possible. We don't see any evidence of that at this point, and obviously that's one of our big concerns. The prospects of eradicating them from the pond are fairly good. If they get into open water, open river systems nearby, that job becomes much more difficult.
Now, I do understand that you've got an awful lot of amateur fishermen out there trying to help you get rid of those snakeheads in that pond.
Right. At this point, we have a pretty good handle of what it is we're up against. And one of the things that we did yesterday was work with local landowners to essentially close public access to the pond. Now that we know that we have a potentially large number of small juvenile fish in the pond, we don't want a lot of people in there that could contribute to, accidental spread to other bodies of water.
Thanks very much, Mr. Schwab.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Eric Schwab is the director of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service.